USA Radio News.
The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine Scan Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its sixth month. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office, also speaking on how he called on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States, but without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
There's a travel advisory in effect for Mexico.
Americans are being warned about the increased risk of crime and kidnapping in Mexico. The Department of State reissuing a travel advisory recommending that American citizens stop traveling in several central and southern states in the country. The travel advisory stated violent crime such as homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, and robbery is widespread and common in Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Florida woman was killed by lightning that also struck her child and a dog. The incident occurred in a small city in central Florida, Seminole County. Regal Cinema's stock crashed as much as 80% Friday after reports that its parent company is preparing to file for bankruptcy. British company Cineworld Group stated in a press release that despite a, quote, gradual recovery of demand since last spring, admissions were below expectations. The chain, which owns more than 500 movie theaters across the U.S., has blamed a limited roster of films for the lack of moviegoers. It is a similar story for other movie theaters. So far this year, revenues at the U.S. box office are nearly 30% lower than before the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.